Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips for our weekly report. Hey, Christopher, what's going on?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. So this week's stargazers, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter can still be seen in the morning sky. However, the moon this week will be full, making it very difficult to find faint objects such as satellites. That said, you may be able to spot a bright pass of the International Space Station on Wednesday the 23rd at 7.05 p.m. and last for around 3 minutes. So look to the northwest if you want to spot it.
I seriously doubt there are any tools that would help you spot the discovery of methane on Mars.
That's right. We return to the Red Planet this week and the mystery of methane gas detected by the Curiosity rover. 2 years ago, Curiosity detected concentrations of methane in the air of the Red Planet. What's very strange is that while the rover was exploring Gale Crater, the concentration of methane suddenly jumped up by a factor of 10.
They couldn't actually use this methane for anything, huh?
Unfortunately not. Even though the concentrations were high, nowhere near enough to be able to produce, say, fuel from it.
How would this be a significant discovery?
Well, here on the Earth, methane can be found everywhere. It's that very smelly gas that we are all familiar with. But what makes most methane on the Earth special is that it is produced by the majority of life forms.
So you're saying it could be an indicator there's some creatures up there producing the methane?
Well, this is the $64 million question. Did Curiosity stumble upon signs of Martian life, perhaps buried in the Martian dirt? Who knows? Now, we recently confirmed the existence of briny water on Mars, so this would add some credibility to the theory that we have indeed found signs of life. However, we mustn't get too excited because some of the methane can also be produced by natural causes in the soil.
And the briny water did not actually have brine shrimp in it, right?
No, definitely not.
All right, because that'd be a gigantic discovery, correct?
It would be huge.
You said they detected it in air. Is there another tool to establish more of a location for it?
Well, the next step in solving this mystery is for us to monitor the release of methane gas over time. Basically, we just have to wait. If these increases in methane turn out to be seasonal, then it could be due to dormant Martian organisms, perhaps becoming active by the presence of that briny liquid we were talking about. Either way, it's going to take some time to figure this out.
Dormant Martian organisms. That's definitely one for a...
It's pretty far out.
A future stargazer. Thank you so much, Christopher Phillips, for our report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We will catch you next week here for Stargazer.